Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in today. Yes, it's me again. Watch your roof. 7:30, I love mornings. 10/6/2013, ISON's getting closer. It's going to come here, there, and everywhere. We're going to sure know when it gets here. Boy, FEMA Region 3 going on fire. Everything going on. All I know is when I look out the window, it's sure staying dark later. And it gets awful dark at night. It rained so hard that I lost all my bees, which really upsets me. And then my little henny died. So I had to bury her yesterday. That was sad. And everywhere I turn around, people keep telling me they don't believe in Satan. But Satan's not real. And I gotta tell you, he is as real as he can be. And brings to mind that a couple of years ago, I had an event that took place and wasn't too long after that, maybe 3 or 4 months, maybe even up to 6 months after that, I decided that I needed to take the tiger by the tail and get rid of any type of demonic spirits or anything that was hanging around at my house. And you know what I did? I got myself some oil. And I blessed it. And I blessed it, and then I blessed myself. I anointed myself with it, and then I went through the whole perimeter of my house in every room. I anointed every doorpost and window with that holy anointed oil, and I cast out all the demons. And I said, you can't hitchhike in here on anybody either. You have to stop at my doorpost right here. You can't come in with anyone. So I would say that given that we're going into realms of principalities and powers, that which are from dark places, the portals are opening up, things are starting to happen, we're seeing it more and more and more. Sanctify yourself through the holy oil. And also, I had the opportunity to speak with a government computer programmer yesterday. The information that I obtained from this individual was very upsetting to me. And he informed me that if I think I will be safe in my home, I am in error in my thinking. That if I do not gain the perspective that I will need to leave my home and go to some very secluded area where I cannot be pursued. And indeed, this individual told me to get to a position where there could be no flank behind me and that I could see in the 90 degrees in front of me. So if that gives you any kind of perspective of what's coming to pass. Now, do I know whether or not this person knows what he's talking about? I don't know. You know, all I can tell you is I talked to a lot of people, and he didn't want to give me too much more information. I did happen to share with this individual that I had listened to the Guerrilla Economist feed on the Hagman and Hagman Report, that the bus had fallen off the cliff and was indeed just hanging on a crag over the cliff for momentary. And he was in full agreement with that. So if that's any indication of what his thoughts were of the near encroaching future with ISON coming at its heels, I would take that with some sincere thought. The Word of God says this. He feels very great pity, and his heart is broken. because his sheep were without a shepherd. He sends his shepherds all throughout the area, hoping to teach the good news about the kingdom and to heal his people of every sort of illness, but no one comes. The harvest is great and the workers are so few, he says. He says to pray. Come before him in a contrite heart and pray. For his harvest field is ready. And he wants to send his workers out to harvest. And he knows that everyone will hate you because of him. But everyone who endures till the end will be saved. He's sending you out as sheep among wolves to be harmless as doves. To be spreading the gospel wherever you enter. Teach good godly men until they learn the good godly truth and the right plumb line, so you can send them out to be good, honest teachers. For wherever we go, we find people telling us about your remarkable faith in God. We don't need to be told about them because we see them demonstrating their love. They speak forward and loudly of how Jesus is returning. The return of God's Son from heaven, Jesus, whom God brought back to life. He is our only Savior. We speak as messengers trusted by him to tell the truth. We don't change his messages to suit the taste of those who hear it. Because Yahushua knows wherever he goes and whatever you say, he's the one that examines the deepest hearts and the deepest thoughts. And every word that comes from the Holy Spirit through you, dear brothers and sisters, through the churches, even though they killed the old prophets, your daily lives should still not embarrass God, but be bringing joy to him who invited you into his kingdom, that you will share his glory with him. He will never stop his promises. And every word of what of God has said was and is and will be, and it was never changed. And it will change everyone's lives who hear it and believe it. So spread the truth wherever you can. For his promises is, I will answer them before they even call to me. While they are still talking to me about their needs, I will go ahead and answer their prayers. Because my hand has made both the earth and the skies, and they are mine. And I will look with pity on man who has a humble and contrite heart, who leans not in his own understanding, but always leads others and leans himself always on the understanding of God. Ask me for a sign to prove that I will indeed crush your enemies, as I have said. Ask anything you like in heaven or on earth. The Lord Himself will choose the sign. A child will be born to a virgin, and she shall call him Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. And then later on, the Lord will bring a curse upon the land. And there will be terror such as not been known since the division of Solomon's empire. In that day, the Lord will be like a razor, like a refining fire. And he will divide through all circumstances. Don't let people call you a traitor for staying true to God. Don't panic, as so many of your neighbors are doing when they say, think of Syria and think of Israel attacking. Don't fear anything. Nothing. Don't fear anything except the Lord. Except the Lord of armies of heaven. If you fear him, you need to fear nothing else. Nothing. He will be your safety. Write down all of these things I'm going to tell you. I will give you the land after 400 years. After four generations, they will return here to this land, for the wickedness of the Amorite nations living here now will not be ready for punishment until then. And then the 10 nations will be judged. Because to Abraham I have given this land, and to his descendants, from the Wadi al-Arish to the Euphrates River, I, Ak Allah, walk closely. And I give it to them, all of these nations of the Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Kadmonites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, and the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. So make ready. It will be given to them. And I have come to deliver them from the Egyptians and to take them out of Egypt into a good land and a large land and a land flowing with milk and honey. The land where the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivitites, the Jebusites, all of those who live there, yes, they will be wailing. These people of Israel have risen to me in heaven. And I have seen the heavy tasks that these Egyptians have oppressed them with. And now I'm going to send you to Pharaoh to demand that he let you lead my people out of Egypt. But I'm not the person for that job, he said. Fear no man, fear only God. And God said, I will certainly be with you. And this is the proof that I am the one who is sending you. When you have led the people out of these dry bone valleys, when you have spread my word, when you have taken a firm stand, and when you have bowed over and not broken in a contrite heart, I will take you up upon the mountain, and I will allow you to tell them and all of their fathers and all of their families God had sent you. The sovereign God. God has sent you. Tell them, Jehovah, God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has sent you. This is the eternal name to be used throughout the generation. So go out and call and instruct and call out the people and tell them about Jehovah appearing. Just like he did then in the burning bush and said, I have visited my people and I have seen what is happening. I have seen what's happening there in Babylon, in Egypt. And I have promised to rescue them from the drudgery and all of the humiliation they've undergone all these generations. And it is my good pleasure and it is my promise to take them out of this land. The land that I have promised my people long ago. Even those lands that are now occupied by the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, the land flowing with milk and honey. This is true, and it is my good pleasure. And I will be their God, and they will be my people. He is coming here to look for you. And he will be very happy when he finds you. So go out and tell them. And he will both help you and speak to you as well as what I have had to say to you. He will be your spokesman to all the people. And you will be to him the apple of his eye. And he has told you to go out and cast out in his name and live a vital union with him. And now, just as you trusted Christ to save you, trust him too for each day's problems and live in a vital union with him. Let your roots grow down into him and draw up nourishment from him. See that you go on growing in the Lord and become strong and vigorous in the truth that you were taught that your lives will overflow with joy in thanksgiving. For you in baptism have seen how your old evil nature has died in him. And you are no longer controlled by these temporal rules that have ended when Christ came, when he blotted out the charges against you. He took away Satan's power of sin over you, and he openly displayed this to the world in Christ's triumph of the cross, where all your sins were taken away. And now you're filled with the union of Christ to cast out demons in his name, to rebuke those with the fury and the anger and the flames of fire of Jesus himself. In those who all now in this day still do worship idols hidden under trees in the gardens, feasting there on pork and mouse, all the meats that are forbidden. Yes. They are a stubborn people. They want to arrive back into Egypt every day, even though they were shown the miracles, even though they want to return back home into the flesh. So teach them, he said, don't don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of all of those who want to kill you, to take your life. Go forward firmly and strongly, holding tightly to the rod of God, that you may do and show the mighty miracles to the stubborn, relentless people. I have commanded you to go away and spread my word. Travel along, even though they threaten to kill you. Jehovah said this, go and travel along the mountain of God and do what God said you must do, what you were told about in the mighty miracles that were before Pharaoh through Moses and Aaron and Miriam, who were summoned as the elders of the people. They believed what God had said. And then they heard what Jehovah said when they were visited by him. When Jehovah saw their sorrow and then decided to rescue them. And they all bowed and rejoiced in the persecution. Let the people go. Let the people go. He will help the people just like he helped the descendants. Beginning today, I will make the people throughout the whole world tremble with fear. They're going to begin to dread your arrival. They will begin to weep. Some will return again back across the wilderness towards the Red Sea. Some will go back, but some will go across the road, the safe, small road. Some will make it to the promised land. But make sure you see the right form of God as the Lord God has commanded you. Don't put idols before you. Just as the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, just as the Lord speaks to the Holy Spirit inside each and every heart so that you would have no excuse, so that you would hear your words through him. And then proclaim the laws that must be obeyed, written on the tablets of your hearts, each and every one, to going into the promised land, those that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But don't defile yourselves by trying to make a statue of any god in the future. Even if they say make a statue of God, any idol in any form, whether it be a man, a woman, an animal, a bird, or any other statue. A small animal that runs along the ground or a fish, and do not look up into the sky to worship the sun or the moon or the stars. The Lord has rescued you from this prison, and you are his special people. He is looking to the inheritance that he has been promised, and you are that today. And when he returns, do not forget that he is a devouring fire, and he is a jealous God. He is looking for a bride without blemish and without spot. one that he wishes to free from slavery, because there are terrible plagues and terrors to come. Do not let that which is of today become the total burden of your heart. Hear his words from heaven in the fire. It was because he loved your ancestors and chose to bless their descendants that he personally brought you out with a great display of power. And this is the wonderful thought for the day. Jehovah God is both in heaven and down here upon the earth, and there is no God other than him. The Lord your God is merciful, and he will not abandon you or destroy you or forget all the promises that he made to you or the promises that he made to your ancestors in the past. And then and now and as it was, heaven and earth all are going to witness. He comes as a refining fire, and all of the nations will know. And the Lord will rescue you from this prison. Just don't break the contracts that your Lord God made with you. If you break them, if you put an idol before you, the Lord has already warned you. This is utterly forbidden. Heaven and earth will be witness that he will destroy quickly. Everything will be utterly destroyed through the refining fire. Only that which Jehovah has scattered among the nations, and those will be but few. Jehovah will search again and find them, every one, because he searches the souls, the hearts, and all of the souls of all of those who have not abandoned him, who have witnessed before man, who have given a testimony of him, and the Holy Spirit has spoken through them. Listen to what he tells you. Listen. The times will come. If you seek him, you will find him. When you search for him with all of your heart and all of your soul, you will find him, for he is not far away. He is not an idol made of wood or of stone or a cistern hewn out of a log that does not hold water. He will perform mighty miracles through war and terror. Yes, he will. When he drives away the other nations, far greater than you, this is your wonderful thought for the day, Jehovah. God is both in heaven and down here on earth, and there is no God other than him. You must not make any other vows or take any other vows other than the vows of the Lord God to him. He is the one who conquers all. He is the Lord God which has given you to obey and to cause your sons and your daughters and all to obey the Lord God in reverence, and to obey all of these instructions. So if you do, you will live a long, prosperous life. And you'll have many, 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 many years. When you are full and reverent to him and serve him and use him alone and endorse only him, he will protect you. Thank you for tuning in today. God bless you. Don't worry. Just actively obey him in everything, doing what is right and good in the Lord's eyes. and he will protect you for years and years and years to come. I hope to talk to you again tomorrow. Have a blessed day, guys. If you're listening to Narcive, you rock.